Blog Talk Radio.
Management, 923, how do you be corrected to drive, but you have a fire alarm story?
Welcome to Talking Trucks and Equipment. My name is Chris McClune. I'm the Senior Editor of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment, and I will be your host this evening, April 6th, 2018. It's a Friday night, and it is only, I look at the calendar, and it'll be 2 weeks from tomorrow that I end up going down to FDIC. So we're all looking very forward to that. Everybody on the staff here, and I'm sure all the registrants, and I'm sure all the future attendees, we're all looking very forward to what is the biggest conference and exhibition for the fire service in North America. Always great to see everybody every year. In fact, I was looking. I've sent out some questionnaires to some of the companies that are going to be there, asking what they're most looking forward to. And a lot of them, yeah, and these are pretty high level people. They're saying, you know, I can't wait to see old friends, can't wait to make some new friends, can't wait to meet new customers. And so we're all looking very forward to getting out there to Indianapolis. If you have registered for it, but you haven't picked out everything yet, you're still going to need to pick out your hot evolutions, your hands-on training evolutions, your hands-on training workshops. Actually, they're pre-conference workshops. So you're still going to want to get out there and want to get online and pick those things out. You know, the classes are always filling up. That was one of the things I wanted to go over tonight. We're going to talk tonight a bit about FDIC International 2018 and what that's going to bring. But before that, as always, I like to kind of go over, you know, what we're looking at right now. The April issue of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment hasn't quite hit the streets yet. We're still very early in the month. It's not in the mail stream. It's all printed up, ready to go. But so we're going to talk a little bit about what to expect there. But, you know, as you know, the March issue has been on the streets. We're now in April. But some things, if you haven't had a chance to look at it yet, some things you're probably going to want to look at. We had an article on PPE and cancer particulate reduction, carcinogen reduction, exposure reduction. There's nothing that will completely protect anyone from carcinogens, you know, and a fire. I mean, it's just you go in. I mean, just going into a smoke-filled room, you're going to be exposed. What we're trying to do is we're trying to reduce our chances for exposure of those things. And so we had an article there. It's our cover story about what some of the PPE manufacturers, their approaches to reducing, you know, harmful contaminants that we find in any fire. Bill Adams wrote an article on apparatus warranties. Now, in this article, he focuses on paint warranties. but what people need to remember, and what he kind of gets into here, is being very, very specific in how you write your specifications regarding apparatus warranty. So Bill offers a number of suggestions and recommendations on how to make your specifications a little better. Basically, one of the major points that he's making is the purchaser should realize the consequences of not putting detailed warranty requirements into their specs. And so that's what he tries to do. He tries to explain it visually with some illustrations, and of course, in a narrative voice that only Bill Adams has. And another one you're going to want to probably take a look at is hose bed configurations. Al Petrillo writes an article. He talked to a number of apparatus manufacturers about what is popular out there right now. We all talk about the lower hose bed configurations, but actually there are still, you know, I shouldn't say there are still. There are manufacturers who are noticing that there isn't a marked increase in lower hose beds. And really, when you talk about the hose bed, one of the things you're talking about, the reason we're lowering them is to make them easier, to make the hose easier to get to so that you don't have to leave the street. But, you know, for those manufacturers that are that because of, you know, tank configurations and, you know, basically what the customer wants, they're taking steps to make getting that hose from a higher hose bed as safe as possible. So those are just three articles in March you're going to want to keep an eye out for. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at your March issue yet, it's there. April's coming. As I said, it's probably going to be in the mail stream soon. We've got a few articles in April. It's truck company month. So Ricky Riley profiled a recent delivery of the Prince George's Fire Rescue Department down there. A truck for truck work is kind of what he considers it. Just straight, you know, straight ladder truck. And then not only does he talk about how the truck is designed to be a truck, he also talks about how they engaged the end users of that truck. Not only the end users, but also the fleet maintenance technicians, the emergency vehicle technicians who are going to be operating it. Got an FAA Viewpoints, Fire Apparatus Viewpoints by Ricky Riley and Bill Adams. Manual versus electric valves. You'd be surprised that, it wasn't split down the middle, you know, one for one, one is for one, one is for the other. It really was not a split down the middle. They didn't both take totally opposite ends of the spectrum on that. So interesting one there. And a third one, another kind of practical one, is by Mike Ciampo. Most people know him as the back page writer of the On Fire column in Fire Engineering. He's also well known for his truck company Essentials hands-on training evolution at FDIC International. But he also does write for us on occasion. If you haven't had a chance to look at fireapparatus.com's compartment corner, those are also authored by Mike. And this month he wrote for us an article about mounting hooks for quick access. Just some different places, different mounting techniques for your hooks for truck companies or even engine companies, but to get them as quickly as possible. A lot of times what we'll see, and this is not necessarily a bad design, but what we'll see is you get off the truck, you have to run to the back to go to a compartment to pull the hook out that way. And he talks about some different mounting techniques, some different places to mount hooks, but also some of the pitfalls of if you're going to mount them in a certain place, you know, be aware that this could happen. So again, that's April. Three articles in April. It's usually our biggest issue of the year, so keep an eye out for that. There should be a lot. It's not that there should be a lot. There will be a lot in there for our readers in April. It's also our FDIC issue. So if you are at the show and you haven't gotten it yet, it will be at the show. Both March and April are both at FDIC International at the booth for Fire Engineering, Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment, and Fire Rescue. We had a webcast recently. It was actually back at the end of February. It was by Bill Peters. It was the Basics of Apparatus Purchasing. Now, I'm going to mention that again in a few minutes, but this was pretty much if you're going to FDIC, you could look at it almost as a preview of his pre-conference workshop. But if you're not, this is a really, really comprehensive presentation on, you know, it takes a lot of the parts the most important parts of his pre-conference workshop, puts them into a webcast, and as always, Bill does really, really well. As everybody knows, Bill Peters is one of the most well-known and most well-respected apparatus experts out there. I want to talk a little bit about digital editions. I always bring this up every month. The digital editions are really, you know, a lot of times we have a technology issue every year where we're pushing out different technologies to the fire service. And like I said, that's every year. And, you know, I like to say that we practice what we preach. So, this is a technology. We just recently enhanced the digital edition. It's got a new format. It's more mobile friendly. So if you do happen to want to read it on a tablet, one of the smaller tablets or on a phone, it will format very, very well for that. It's a nice little way. It's a nice way to carry it with you without having to carry the whole magazine or any, you know, all of our Penwell Fire Group magazines. We enhance it with videos and surveys and audio, so it's a slightly different experience than you're going to get just reading the paper edition, the print edition of the magazine. It's sent via email, so, you know, keep an eye out for it. It's not just a static PDF, like I said. It's not just a PDF, like a static PDF, so you're just turning pages. It's enhanced. There's different ways that we can interact with you, the reader, a little more. If you are a digital subscriber, make sure you open the email and open the issue, because it will help us track. It'll help tell us who's reading it, when they're reading it, and kind of what they're reading inside. A lot of one of the great things about the digital editions is that we can see who's reading what, and we can see how they're engaging with it, and we can make sure that we put out more of what you are looking for and what you're engaging in the most. Like I said, if you're not a digital subscriber, FA practices what it preaches. So, you know, we're not forcing you into it, but if it is something, it is a convenient way of carrying it with you. If you do call in tonight, you're welcome to call in. The number here to call in is 760-454-8852. If you do call in, there are, you know, usually some ground, there are some ground rules. Keep the language clean. You know, if we do get into some apparatus type or any of the equipment, you know, no criticizing of any kind directed toward manufacturers. We all have our favorite fire truck. We all have our favorite saw. We all have our favorite rescue tool. You know, we're not getting into any of that. This really isn't the forum for that. You know, there isn't a low quality fire truck or a low quality tool out there these days. You know, and that's what makes the market that we're in, the service that we're in, so great. I mean, we have a lot to choose from, and none of it is bad. The show will be archived, so if you have to leave for any reason during the show, you'll be able to listen to it. It will be archived at the same site that you're here now. And again, you know, the call-in number is 760-454-8852. Format of tonight's show, we're going to go do an FDIC preview. And I'm going to take a look at it more from the perspective of hopefully your perspective, the type of hands-on training evolutions, type of pre-conference sessions, and the type of classroom sessions that you're going to want to possibly get into because your interest is apparatus and equipment. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to go through, we're going to kind of go through it step by step. And so we'll start with the hands-on training evolutions. As I said, if you do want to call in and talk, we don't have to talk about FDIC. We can talk about something else. Again, that number is 760-454-8852. Keep things clean. So for those who have been to FDIC, you know kind of the format. You start on Monday with hands-on training, Monday, Tuesday. Then you go into Wednesday. We have our opening session, and then we start to get rolling with classroom sessions. Classrooms go until about lunchtime on Friday, and during that time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have our exhibition. This is the biggest exhibition you're going to find. It has absolutely everything, and it's not only everything. It's not only stuff from every manufacturer, it's the best stuff from every manufacturer. So just keep that in mind. I mean, when you don't always get a chance to see, you know, some of the higher up people at these apparatus manufacturers, but they're there. They want to hear from you. They want to hear what you have to say about their products. So don't forget, you know, if you're coming out for the training, make sure you stay for the exhibits because you know they're one of a kind, and you know you don't get a chance to see that much in one place very often. Hands-on training evolutions. Some of them are 8 hours. Some of them are 4 hours. They're going to be on Monday and Tuesday. The first one I want to talk to you about was It's All About Saws. It's going to be by Lieutenant Scott Kleinschmidt, and you know, all not only going through techniques, but also disassembling and assembling the chain and rotary saws, becoming acquainted with the industry's recommendations for cleaning, troubleshooting, and repairing. You know, a lot, you know, preventive maintenance is critical for these machines to keep going. You know, he's not only going to talk about the repair and the maintenance, but also about, he's going to get into to how to use them. He's going to emphasize starting procedures to minimize stress on the tool, cold versus hot starts, safe body positioning. You know, so it's a good combination of not only not only here's how you vent a roof, but here's how you become more acquainted with this saw and make it your own. A long time ago, there was an FDIC instructor who espoused making it your saw. When it's your shift, that's your saw. You take care of it because you're the one who's going to have to make sure it gets started when you need it to get started. Like I said, there's 4-hour evolutions. There are also 8-hour evolutions. That one's a 4-hour, and it'll be going on at 8 to 12 and 1 to 5 Monday and Tuesday during the show. By the way, the dates for the show are April 23rd through the Saturday the 28th. So it starts actually registration opens on Sunday the 22nd. Training commences on the 23rd, 24th, and then the show wraps up in the early afternoon on Saturday, April 28th. Continuing on, that was really, you know, one of the only ones that really focused on the tools. I'm sure there are some other ones that maybe I'm not aware of, but that was the one I really wanted to bring to your attention in terms of hands-on training. Now, as far as pre-conference workshops go, the one you're really going to be interested in is the basics of apparatus purchasing. Again, that's going to be on that's going to be presented by Bill Peters. He's a retired battalion chief. It's going to guide attendees through the process of specifying fire apparatus. It can be a difficult process, Bill is real good at laying it all out as only he can. He just lays it out. Conduct the research, options and features, boilerplate to protect the purchaser. Converting manufacturer specs into your own, and there are a number of other topics there. Methods of performing a final factory inspection. So it's not, you know, you're not a lot of times when you think about the apparatus purchasing, you're thinking about writing the spec. You know, you might be thinking about choosing a truck. You know, which is, you know, you go to the shows, you go to different manufacturers, you take a look at a lot of different things, you get them to come to you. But there is also a lot more. You know, there's justifying the purchase. Knowing NFPA 1901, the standard for automotive fire apparatus. Then there's the specification part, but you could also have a pre-bid conference in there as well. And then not only getting the thing built, but how to conduct that inspection, and you know, accepting the new apparatus. So there's a lot that goes into it. And Bill is very good at breaking it down for you. And that pre-conference workshop goes on Monday from 1:30 to 5:30. So it's a good way to spend the afternoon. And Bill's very good at holding your attention. He really does. It's a great way of laying things out to make sure that you understand. From there, we'll head into the classroom sessions. And classroom sessions, for those who have not been to FDIC, are they go on from Wednesday through Friday around lunchtime, and there are a ton of them. I'm not going to go through every one of them, obviously, but they go on from go from 8 to 10 Wednesday, 8 to 10. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's something different. They start after the general session on Wednesday. And that'd be about 10 o'clock. A whole host of them. Some of them that I'm going to mention are not exactly, they're not specifically equipment classes. However, they do involve equipment. They're going to talk about equipment, and everything is applied to them. I'm not doing a good job of explaining that there. They may be talking about some tactics, but they're going to get into how to use the equipment as well. First one is rural water movement operations. Captain Bill Atkins, Loveland Sims. He's going to focus on strategies and tactics for rural water movement, including nurse tankers, vacuum tankers, rural hitch, portable filling stations, drafting operations, alternative water sources, and jet siphoning. It's an interesting stuff. Rural water, when you get into rural water, it's kind of neat. The township next to me actually has a section of it that is not hydranted. There's a section of I think it's Prince George's County. Bill Carey talks about it. Bill Carey, the editor of FireFighterNation.com, he talks about it sometimes where they have. In fact, we feature one of their trucks because it is a tanker, where you kind of go from a municipal water supply over to an area that just for whatever reason has not been hydranted. So when you get into these water movement operations, for example, my wife is from rural, very rural Pennsylvania, where a lot of what they do involves tanker shuttles, involves drafting, involves portable tanks, and that's where you're going to get into, some of that equipment side of the equation on the rural water when you get into the portable tanks and the drafting operations and such. So, again, Bill Adkins, rural water movement operations. Another one dealing with water, real-world hydraulics. Hydraulics, real-world hydraulics, it's not the easiest thing. Like I used to be a training officer, and realizing and an engineering officer, and realizing that we're all still in training no matter what we do as we climb up the ladder, as we get off the ladder, but we're still a senior person there. Hydraulics, I always wanted them, although they might not be able to remember the equation for friction loss in a 5-inch line in the heat of the moment at 3 o'clock in the morning. I wanted them to understand the concepts of hydraulics, the concepts of friction loss, that it's there, that you have to overcome it. And I think that, of course, believe me, they went through pump ops one, pump ops two. I reviewed the equations all the time, but it all kind of goes out the window sometimes when you're not using the pump every day, and when you're not, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you just have a brain fart. So, it's going to be by Chief Kirk Allen. It reflects, he's got 25 years of flow testing experience, and he's going to present issues that some may not be aware of. From the water main in the ground to the fire hose in your hands, and provide simple solutions. Again, we're talking about hydraulics in the real world. There's a lot of theory. There's a lot of concepts that you go through when you go through Pump Ops One. He's going to bring it all down. He's going to bring it all down and put you into the real world. Got one here, FirstNet Wireless for public safety for the fire service. Now, you might say, well, that's what's that got to do with apparatus? And on the equipment side, on the communications equipment side, this is huge. It's a reality now. It's being deployed in all 50 states, territories, and Washington, D.C. This class is going to go over what that means for first responders, how it will be integrated into the day-to-day operations. You take a look at it, you think about the cell phone we have in our hands. I graduated from college in 1995. I had a cell phone. It wasn't a brick, but it was not small either. And it didn't do nearly the amount that mine does today. And I remember, what were they called? A Palm Pilots. I remember sitting there in a meeting and somebody was getting all excited because he heard that the Palm Pilot, everything you can have on a Palm Pilot, was going to go on a phone. And I remember thinking to myself, why in the world would I want a Palm, what I want to carry around a Palm Pilot? And I carry a smartphone now, obviously, but even when I started to carry, the smartphone, I wanted it to be a small smartphone. And now I see some of the smartphones and it's like, we got down to these tiny little phones, which was great, and now we're getting bigger again. But this class is going to talk about FirstNet Wireless and for public safety and what it's going to mean for us as we move forward. Everything gets a little bit more complicated, but the complication of understanding the back end of these things goes a long way towards simplifying things. And we all know that communications during a fire is a major is often cited as an issue. We can always improve communication, not only on the fire ground, but in our personal lives as well. There's another one on rural water supplies, rethinking rural water supplies. And this gets into rural, but it's a weird, doesn't sound like I'm saying it right. Rural water supply operations, putting more effort into shuttling water than putting out the fire. Are you running out of water at inopportune times? You know, and, you know, maybe it's time to look at the at your rural delivery system. You know, we talk about water shuttles, talk about dredging, we talk about the portable tanks. You know, there have been a lot of innovations over the years that this class is going to talk about. You know, we always talk about not doing it just because that's the way we always did it. You know, obviously there are going to be times where, you know, through budget constraints or what have you, we're not going to be able to have the latest and the greatest. But obviously, we're, you know, you get into as you move forward, there might be things that we can use some of the older stuff to do to adapt some of the newer innovations. So another one, rethinking rural water supply classroom session, Deputy Chief Training Officer James Burnham. Tower ladder operations tactics and tips. This one be by Lieutenant Mike Champo, Fire Department of New York. He also does the truck company essentials. It's called talk about the tower ladder operations, positioning, setting up, operating from the pedestal and the bucket, some master stream operation, roof ventilation from the bucket. So we're not only going to talk about the truck itself, how to position it, operating it from the platform or the bucket. We're also going to talk about, you know, the tactics that we're going to use it for, ventilation, positioning of fire escapes and windows, roof ventilation, stuff like that. Also master streams. You know, Mike has been a firefighter. I think he's got 33 years now in the fire service, between his volunteer company, Washington, D.C., and FDNY. He's a truck company guy, and he's got a lot of practical information that will help anybody who's running a tower ladder. So that's tower ladder operations, Mike Champo. Apparatus pre-plane, the key to an operator's success. This is by Edward Collette. And we've had him on here before. We had him. He did a webcast for us based on this presentation. Basically, he's talking about the apparatus operator. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in the beginning of your day? Pre-planning attack lines, calculating engine pressure for fire flows, knowing if the tank water can support an attack, establishing relay pumping operations. He's going to talk about friction loss. He's going to talk about how it's caused, how it affects the flow, and how to calculate it. You know, he's going to talk about factors impacting relay operations, and also when you should use LDH, large diameter hose, and when you shouldn't. You know, so this is stuff to do before the fire, things you want to take care of before the fire, things you want to think about before the fire. It is archived on the site, so if you want to take a look at that, the webcast version of that class, feel free to go to fireapparatus.com/webcast. If you've been reading fire apparatus and emergency equipment for a while, you've been watching a number of articles written by Chris Daly. He's a retired firefighter EMT from Goshen Fire Department in Westchester, PA, not too far down the road. He ran if you remember, we did a stopping distance test a couple years ago. That was out in Westchester. I was able to get out there and watch. No, it's not often you get to see a bunch of fire trucks going at a pretty decent rate of speed and slamming on the brakes. So that was interesting. He's going to do his Drive to Survive, The Art of Wheeling the Rig. Anybody who's familiar, he has a program called Drive to Survive. Teach members that no matter how long they've been driving or how good a driver they think they are, there are limits to the safe operation of a fire apparatus personal vehicle. So he's going to go through techniques used by crash investigators to address topics that aren't normally covered in a basic driver training program. It's a really good program. He puts it on all over the country. He's got it down pat. He's well respected for it. And he's also, you know, because of that, he's a member of our editorial advisory board, and he does a tremendous job. So Drive to Survive, The Art of Wheeling the Rig. You are listening to Talking Trucks and Equipment. My name is Chris McClune. I'm the senior editor of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. We're going to take a short break. If you want to call in, 760-454-8852. We're talking about FDIC. We're giving you a little bit of a preview. Right now we're talking about some of the training opportunities, some of the classroom opportunities. We'll get into some of the products that are going to be revealed at the show that we know about you know, a lot of times those are kept pretty close to the vest. So, again, you're listening to Talking Trucks and Equipment, and we will be right back.
When you're not listening to Fire Engineering Talk Radio, get online to fireengineering.com and check out the Fire Engineering Network. Get the best in training, news, video, and community in the fire service today. The best source for training and information on the World Wide Web, fireengineering.com. Now back to Fire Engineering Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to Talking Trucks and Equipment. I'm Chris McClune. I'm your host for the evening, and I'm the senior editor of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. Tonight we're talking about FDIC. Just talking about, we've been going through some of the classroom sessions. I know it's probably terribly boring, but just to sit there, you know, you may think of it, but if you are heading out there and you are going out for apparatus and equipment related stuff, I'm just kind of trying to highlight some of the classroom sessions that might be most interest to you, and then we'll get into some of the products that are going to be out there. It's a pretty cool one. It's for apparatus dashes. So we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Want to get back to the classroom sessions, Quinton Ladder considerations for the single truck suburban department. We just had an article on this, and I believe it is in the April issue. And it's just talking about, it kind of gets into, what are you? You're dispatched to it, but you get there before the engine. You're in a Quint. What are you? Not as black and white an issue as you might think. And Captain Rob Fisher goes into the pros and cons of operating equipment as a operating a Quint as a or a non-traditional truck, and some lessons learned by others who have worked on these apparatus. He also talks about some operating guidelines. The focus is on a response to a fire where the only responding apparatus is a Quint ladder or a non-traditional ladder truck. Like one that might have a compressed air foam system, and what do you do? And if you decide to be a truck company, when you get there, after the engine gets there, when do you shift? How do you make the shift in tactics? Again, communication is key. We were just talking about it a few minutes ago. 760-454-8852. If you want to call in, we don't have to talk about FDIC. We can just talk about some fire trucks if you want. Captain Eric Hankins, quick drills for the driver operator. The driver operator, I know when I was an engineering officer and I drove almost every single call that I went to, there's a lot to know when you get up into the front of that truck, getting the map book out. Although today those map books are either MDCs or iPads with an app on them with mapping. But, getting the map book out, finding the hydrant. If you're driving an engine, my fire company has two engines in a rescue, so I'm not in a ladder. We're positioning that engine so that you know where the ladder's coming from so that it can get in front of the building. Knowing the pump operations end of it, getting to and from. We know a lot of times, sometimes backing into the firehouse is one of the most dangerous parts of the trip. So I'm going to get into the quick drills for the driver operator, because that really is a very, very, obviously it's arguably one of the most important functions of the fire ground. Just looking at the description here, from the safe transportation, which we just talked about, to and from, to operating the engine or the ladder. The class is going to include quick drills that can be done at the firehouse or in the response district. They range from 10-minute fire ground hydraulic drills to complex troubleshooting of a fire pump and how and when to short check a power ladder. So we're going to get into, you're going to get into a lot of those kind of tactical things, as well as getting into some master stream stuff. And the best part is they can take the drills back to their fire departments and share with the personnel. So again, I'm going over, classroom sessions and other sessions that might be of most interest to people who are going to the show to get on that apparatus and equipment side. Next generation smart technology. Now, smart technology is something I wanted to talk about in general anyway, because what a lot of people don't realize is there is a new pavilion this year at FDIC. It's called the Emerging Technology Summit and Pavilion. It's going to give you a chance to get a look at next gen technologies and products at the forefront of the industry's future. The pavilion will provide a look at what's new for the future and how it will impact the way you do your job. Not only that, it is going to be, it's an educational opportunity. It's going to feature dedicated presentations on emerging technologies in the fire service, but also we'll have an exhibitor showcase. So it's kind of like, it's almost like it's a track, but it's also like a show within a show. So just some of those sessions. One of them is actually the one that's listed as a classroom session here. It's the next generation smart technology. It's not as simple as just saying, yeah, I got my cell phone. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's 3D, there's augmented reality, robotics, there are wearable technology, like I said, augmented reality for training, you know, just a few of the sessions here are going to be augmented reality for firefighters. Yin and Yang, robot-assisted emergency response, smart cities are affecting firefighting. We're going to have somebody from Haas talking about responder to vehicle technology. In fact, we had them on a couple months ago. Training, reality, and virtual reality. The power of technology and emergency response. Those are just a few. There is an entire pavilion being dedicated to that. There is also a classroom session called Next Generation Smart Technology. It'll be at that pavilion, but it will also be at other. It's going on as a classroom session. Jerry Nalis. Not sure how many people know Jerry, but he's a safety officer. He's a former chief. He's with the Bergenfield, New Jersey Fire Department. He's been teaching pump schools for, as long as I can remember. And he's putting on pump panel pointers for training and operations. We did have a webcast on this a few years ago. It's not available anymore. So if you did miss the webcast, or if you haven't taken this class before, the class will prepare pump operators to use a variety of techniques, including tools, job aids, and pointers to ensure the proper flow and pressure while operating a pump during fire ground operations. One thing I know that I was always proud of, and that any pump operator is always proud of, is getting water to the nozzleman as quickly as possible. Also, learning that truck and knowing who the nozzleman is to sort of, figure out, exactly how to maintain, the water levels, understanding that, he's not going to blow the tank. Very, very, very few people are going to blow through a tank in 2.5 minutes unless they're just sitting there with the nozzle open all the time. So, getting to know that truck, it's kind of amazing, just how knowing the truck itself helps you get through all that stuff. I mean, you can take all the theory, all the equations and all that kind of stuff, but the guys who know those trucks, who know them backwards and forwards, they're the guys who are going to be the most successful. So again, pump panel pointers for training and operations, Jerry Nalis. See what the next is. Aerial Operations 101, training tips for the truck crew. This is going to be Louis Clafini. From Florida. He's going to review the types of aerials available. We're going to talk about ladders, straight sticks, platforms, tractor-drawn aerials, and water towers. They don't all operate the same, and there are differences between the brands of the same type. So he's going to review some of the most common misunderstood concepts of aerial operations, and he's also going to go through some 10-minute training drills that students can take home. So another good one for that's apparatus and equipment related for the classroom sessions. Don't worry, we're getting to the end of the classroom sessions here. And actually, I think that was got one more. How to manage a fire department fleet. I was an engineering officer at a fire company that had 3 trucks, 2 engines, and a rescue. They were all the same chassis, two different engine manufacturers, but the pumps were twins. The pumpers were twins. Pretty easy as an engineering officer to maintain that fleet. We have a good preventive maintenance program, and we've been very lucky with the planing that has gone into our trucks. You know, they've really stood the test of time. We have one that just turned into its 21st year. We are looking at, you know, replacing it, but I mean, it runs as well today. It was our first out piece for a lot of years. It's my favorite truck to drive in the fleet. Mike Wilbur who's retired from the fire department in New York, is going to focus on fleet management strategies and apparatus acquisition. You know, it's not only buying the trucks and maintaining them, it's when to sell them. When to buy new, versus maybe refurbishing, and also some of the points to consider for buying used apparatus. So, in fact, also in one of our upcoming issues, there is an article on it's in April, I believe, on tips for buying aerial apparatus, used aerial apparatus. Okay, so we've hit on FDIC 2018, a lot of the educational opportunities there, but also there are going to be a number of products released as they always are. We don't know about all of them yet, unfortunately, but we have heard about a few, and I just wanted to kind of go over some of them. One of the booths is going to feature a truck. It's going to feature some cranes. It's Maintainer Custom Bodies, and not only will they have a new rig. It's a 15-foot walk-around crane issued crane rescue body at the show. It's going to show off the company MCB. It's going to show off a redesigned quick attack vehicle. That has a 10-foot body on a Ram 5500 crew cab, but also the truck that they had at the show last year, which is with the Miami Township Fire and EMS out in Ohio, it has a crane on it. It's a crane rescue truck. And they were approached I'm not sure how it came about, but the department stepped up to participate in a country music video. So personnel from Miami Township Fire and Rescue, Fire and EMS, and the crane rescue truck that was at the show last year star in an official video. It's called Big Red Truck, A Firefighter's Life. It's performed by Nashville singer and songwriter John Riggins. You can go to fireapparatus.com to get a link to the video at YouTube. He will also be performing at FDIC 2018 at their booth. So take a walk over to the MCB booth at FDIC. We will see John Riggins. So MCB Maintainer Custom Bodies. Take a look at that. The truck was in a rescue, or I'm sorry, the truck was in a video for John Riggins, and he'll be performing at FDIC at different times. Let me see if I can remember here where at what times he will be there. Visitors of the booth can receive a card that allows them to download the Big Red Truck single for free to play on their favorite device. He will be performing live at various times in the MCB booth, 4348, and they will be listed at mcbfire.com/FDIC2018. So that's one cool thing. And you'll be able, as I said, you'll be able to see its new 15-foot walk-around crane rescue body with the scene commander power light on a Ford F-550 4x4. So that is MCB. Zyco is going to be introducing a number of new products. One of them, or two of them, are quart and half gallon containers, a quart and half gallon container bracket. They're going to be, what is their booth number? Booth number 1738. It's a new one. It's in addition to its line of premixed container brackets. So it's going to allow you to store them in a compartment. The way the bracket works is it lowers the risk of tipping, denting, leaking, and puncturing inside the compartment. So that's going to be Zyco. They are at booth 1738. Again, some of these we're getting stuff. We're not getting everything right now, but we are getting a few glimpses into FDIC 2018. CMC is going to debut a compact customizable bailout system. It's called the LEVR system. It's a bailout system that features improved performance, functionality, and a compact size that allowing it to be stored unobtrusively in turnout gear. It's ergonomic. It offers easy payout, reliable edge transition, and simple descent control. So that's going to be CMC. They've been coming out with a few things in recent years, especially at FDIC. Petzl, not necessarily a rescue tool, but for technical rescue, but it is a debut duo headlamps. Let's see here. They feature anti-glare technology, allowing for automatic simultaneous dim lighting when two or more beams cross. And again, they are going to be debuted at FDIC. Five lighting modes last between 4 and 23 hours on a single charge. Of course, depending on the brightness and the setting, they can all be worn with Petzl, Vertex, and Alveo helmets using helmet mounting clips. So it's going to be available in spring 2018, and you can see it at booth 523 at FDIC International 2018. One thing before I get to the final product I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to talk to you real quick. If people have been listening to the radio shows, all of them on Fire Engineering Talk Radio over the past 6 or 7 months, you've known that they've been sponsored by Honeywell. Honeywell and DuPont have been providing scholarships to firefighters over the past, I think this was the third year. It might have been the fourth. I think it was the third year. They announced that they have awarded 20 firefighters, emergency technicians, expenses paid scholarships to attend FDIC 2018. We have a list of them on our website, and I apologize. It's not only the third year. They founded the scholarship in 2013, and over 100 responders have now gone through the program since its inception, and with the program, the recipients are nominated by their peers, and an independent panel decides who will be awarded, and they consider a record of service, including training background on that. So it's been a really successful program. It's been a great program. Some of them will be teaching this year. Some former scholarship winners are now instructors at FDIC. So when you take a look at what FDIC is, the Fire Department Instructors Conference. It is instructors, it's not necessarily train the trainer, but it's instructors training other instructors to be better at their jobs. It's a perfect marriage of product and training. But it also, when you have a scholarship like this, you get to see the process from start to finish of the attendee going through everything, becoming an instructor at their own company, and then becoming a fire service leader at FDIC and training other instructors. So it's really this, when you think about how this program has really benefited, it benefited the fire service because it took people who might not otherwise be able to get there, got them there. They brought what they learned back to their place, built on it, and eventually ended up coming back to teach other firefighters. There's no better benefit from that. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. That's something recently announced. Those those winners. And again, if you go to FD or fireapparatus.com/FDIC, you can see a list of all the winners. Final product I wanted to talk to you about is a new one from KME. They're calling it their Digital Dash. It's a color display that presents information directly in front of the driver. It's available on their Panther, Predator, and Severe Service chassis models. Basically, the digital gauge display replaces your traditional gauges and indicators with digital screens, and they're gonna provide the driver with the most pertinent information that he or she needs. The display, it's easy to read graphics, and with a wide range of display options. This will be on at the IC. So if you're going to get there, if you're going to get out there, make sure you go to KME's booth. It's going to be on a truck purchased by the Wooster, Ohio Fire Department. It's a pro pumper. And so you're going to be able to see it installed on a truck while you're there. KME just recently announced that the gauge, it can take the appearance of a traditional analog gauge, or it can show animated text, scales, bar charts, or symbols. You can also switch over to video images, either automatically or on demand. So it's pretty slick little system there. I think you're going to see it. It's not the first one that has come out. People will remember last year, HME came out with its, the glass cockpit. Oh my gosh. Can't believe I forgot that. They came out with that last year. So I think you're going to start to see more of our traditional analog displays and analog gauges become digital. We've seen it on the pump panel. We're now seeing it come onto the dash. So definitely head out, take a look at that. Head over to HME as well. I'm sure they're going to have some enhancements to that glass cockpit as well. So that is pretty much the FDIC preview I have for you. Like I said, we don't know everything that's coming out. We all know that there are companies every year that put on a big event to announce stuff. Scott Safety is going to be making some pretty significant announcements at the show. MSA and Globe are together for really the first time since Globe became part of the MSA family. So, you're going to get to see how those two companies have integrated. This will be the first year that Ferrara is part of REV, so you're going to see a massive booth with KME trucks, E1 trucks, and Ferrara trucks all in the same basic location. And if everybody remembers last year, we saw some futuristic fire apparatus. So I'm sure that's going to be taking place again. FDIC is where the manufacturers come to announce their latest and greatest. So we'll definitely be seeing some brand new innovations and some things that we've never seen before. This has been Talking Trucks and Equipment. My name is Chris McClune. I'm the senior editor of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. We'll be back in a couple of months. We're going kind of on an every other month schedule. So the next time I talk to you, I'll be able to talk about what we saw at FDIC and how some of this is going to make your lives on the fire ground a little better. So if you're going to be at FDIC, stop by the booth. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to say hi. If you're not, make sure you watch fireapparatus.com/FDIC, FDIC.com, because we'll be covering the show soup to nuts while we're there, and you won't want to miss it. So, again, this has been Talking Trucks and Equipment. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Fire Engineering Talk Radio.